Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Straight Talk for the Soul series. I'm Carrie Murphy, your host, creator and founder of this global broadcast and brilliant community of light. Thank you so, so much for choosing to spend your time with us today. Welcome home, everybody. This is your sacred space to get uplifted and to connect, to open your heart, to get empowered, and to feel fully supported and loved. I do consider this a cosmic playground to facilitate your freedom, your sovereignty, your wellness and your radiance, the remembrance of your light, and of course, just your liberation. We invite you to subscribe to this show if you haven't already. It is a free platform that you can access at straighttalkforthesoul.com. You can also listen to all of our replays, including today's, on iTunes or YouTube, or connect with us further in our private Facebook group or on Instagram. Just enter in Straight Talk for the Soul to find us, and just Carrie Murphy to find me personally. They are two different pages on all of those sites. And now my favorite question, what is the best that could happen today? Well, let's intend for a powerful shift to take place within each of us. We're going to go on another soulfully empowering adventure. The beautiful Omaji is here. She's my co-creative partner for today. You're going to experience a vibrational transmission as Omaji provides these activations that are intended to create shifts for all of us who are participating here. We will be taking some callers later on in the show. Press star 2 to raise your hand to be considered for that. And our topic is remember what you are. Omaji is going to be bringing in the Council of Light. We'll talk about who that is and her connection with them. This is vibrational support, activations for functioning as a being of light incarnate. Omaji and the Council of Light will support you in going beyond the illusion of limitation into remembering your divine essence and abiding in the truth of your being. So just relax, breathe, open and receive. Allow the distortions to lift so that you can be in the experience of your divine self as love and light. So, as always, my intention for today's gathering and journey is for love, grace, soulfully soothing, healing energy to flow through my voice and this sacred energetic space with grace, with ease, welcoming in and inviting the highest divine support and participation throughout our time together. I welcome your comments and your questions in the webcast, and I'll be checking for those coming in from you throughout the show today. And now let me tell you a little bit more about Omaji, and we will dive in. She's a catalyst for expansion, pioneering the birth of new ways of being into this realm. She lovingly serves to remind you of what you really are beyond the limitations that you are currently perceiving, so that you can remember your infinite self and your infinite capacity to choose. In collaboration with the Council of Light and your higher self, Omaji holds a sacred space to lift timelines of distortions, including emotional trauma and misperceptions of self and others, so that truth can be restored on a conscious and unconscious level. She facilitates transmissions of light, activations, and vibrational alignment to harmonize, uplift, and restore you to your natural state. And then when these distorted frequencies and false perceptions are transcended, the result is a greater sense of peace and empowerment and freedom and connection to source. So it's a blessing to introduce her to all of you today. Please join me in extending waves and waves of love and light and joy to Omaji as I welcome her to the show. So welcome, beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Carrie. And as you were reading the title for the session today, I could feel the wave coming in, the wave that wants to express in this remembering. So thank you so much for being an amazing catalyst for that.
Oh, yeah. I'm happy that you're here. I can feel a lot of resonance with your energy just in us connecting, you know, before we went live. It's really beautiful, so I'm excited about today. And since it's your first time on the show, Omaji, let's talk about a little bit about your journey. I mentioned the Council of Light. When did you realize that you were in collaboration with them? When did that all begin for you?
So it was a bit of a process for me. I was actually raised Catholic in a really small town and had forgotten that I had these abilities at a young age. And I had shut them down because it really wasn't accepted. And I could tell it kind of freaked my mom out. So I kind of dimmed it down, right? It's like, okay, let's not do that because it's making her uncomfortable, which we often do as light workers. And then I went about my life until my 30s. And when I began to meditate in my 30s, things started happening. And it was a process of reopening myself to be this kind of vehicle for what wishes to express and collaborating with the Council of Light. And I recall a specific experience that happened after a couple of years of meditation. What would happen is I would go into another dimension, another space of awareness, and I would sense other beings present. But in this particular instance, I could feel them and as if it were they were in the room with me very tangibly, felt them touch my hand, felt them touch my heart. And there was a bit of an activation that occurred within that where I remembered the immense capacity for love that we all have. And my life has never been the same.
Since I can
that
imagine.
Moment. Yeah. So it's been a journey for me in reopening to my multidimensional self. And in saying that, it's a testament to all of us having those capacities, which is a piece of what's shared through me is how we actually reactivate those aspects of ourself. And it's really about acknowledging it first and foremost. And so since I have been sharing in this way, my life is completely transformed and it's much more enjoyable. I love every day. I love what I'm doing because I'm being me. I'm no longer hiding. And not that for someone else to come out of the closet, it would look like this. It would look for them what it is for them to come out of the closet. Maybe they're a designer or an artist or an accountant or, you know, the best pro wrestler that ever lived, but it's about us being who we are and attuning to that. And that's really a lot of what these transmissions that are shared in collaboration with the Council of Light help us to do, is really attune to our own unique frequency. And we often refer to that as your note. And when I say we, that's an indicator that the Council of Light is chiming in, is sharing through me as a part of the conversation.
I can feel it just as you're speaking. It feels like a vibrational attunement through the transmission of the words that you're speaking. And what a beautiful thing. I'm curious, did you have to go through any kind of, the human things, challenges that we all go through in terms of health or personal things that this all supported you with in your own journey?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I've been, met with certain lessons, we'll call them, along the way. And it was, for me, it was opportunities, just as it is for each of us, to remember who we are, even in the midst of that. So it's like this is this basic teaching, if I could kind of hone in, to be uncompromising in no longer allowing circumstances to define us. Mm-hmm. And for me, it was several things, including some financial kind of hit or miss stuff that happened, as well as a car accident, which was kind of a major learning for me in moving into greater freedom from who I had been in the other, before the 180. So the 180 that I did in this process took about 6 to 7 years. Mm-hmm. And so it was a gradual 180, but when you look at the scheme of things, it was very abrupt too, because I had no idea this was going to be my life or my focus or my, you could say, my purpose. I knew I was a teacher. I knew that was part of who I was. But beyond that, I wasn't given any more information than that ahead of time. So mm-hmm. it was very much a journey of one step at a time, one perceived challenge at a time, until I moved into new relationships with those perceived challenges so that those catalysts were no longer needed for my growth.
Right. And also a big part of what you support people with is reminding them of their capacity to choose. And you use that phrase, their infinite capacity to choose. And realizing that power that we have to choose is really what liberates us in those moments of challenge. And so I want to go back to the Council of Light. Is this a collective that you work with? Is it a part of you? Let's describe what the Council of Light is, or who they are.
So, absolutely, because who are we actually speaking to here, right? Mm-hmm. So the Council of Light is comprised of various ascended masters and galactic beings of light that are enlightened and supporting us as a humanity, if we're willing to receive support from them, into our next phase of evolution, into our next octave of expression. So raising our vibration, shifting our perceptions, and ultimately remembering who we really are as a being with infinite choice, so that we can function as that. Because whatever we're functioning from is what we get. So if we're functioning from the small self that's a victim, that's what we'll experience ourselves as. And what they're encouraging us into is these shifts in perception and these vibrational upshifts into new templates of ways of being, where we actually assume ourselves as a being of light incarnate and assume that we already have and assume that we have infinite choice, which creates a whole different experience of ourselves. And so you could think of them as angelic beings, as masters, as light beings who have been through their own lessons and transcended into a higher level of consciousness, that are here to help us bridge into a higher level of consciousness. And just as an example, Jesus is one of the members of this Council of Light that works directly with me and often shows up in what's shared. And you'll feel, if you're really connected to the energy of Jesus, you'll feel that energy step forward.
Mm-hmm. So at this point in our conversation, are you connected with them now?
Yes. So before I do any type of session, I invoke the Council of Light, the guides and advisors, the higher selves of everyone who's participating, so that we create the sacred space and we've invited them to the table, right? We've mm-hmm. let them in the room. So they're already contributing in ways that are vibrational, in ways that are, you could think of it as energetic downloads to support you as you're willing to open to receive.
Mm-hmm. So what would you encourage the listening audience to do in terms of being as open and receptive as they can be to these harmonizing energies? Do you suggest setting the intention for that, or just opening their heart, or what's the best way to receive this harmonizing energy?
Yeah, and that's an excellent question. So each of us will receive in a unique way, which is amazing. We each have our own unique blueprint, our own unique expression as a divine being. And so what I always say is, first of all, acknowledge their presence. Acknowledge that they're here to support you. And if you're willing, again, this is choice. It's all free will based. You can invite your higher self to actually be the one to sort out what's yours to receive and what isn't for your unique journey, for your unique blueprint. And to be that kind of go-between to increase your receptivity to what is yours to receive in your own unique way. That's what I would recommend, and that's what they're saying. Yeah.
With the higher self, so is your higher self a part of this council outside of this particular space-time continuum here? Do you feel that you are a part of this council?
Yes, and they showed me at one point in a meditation in a time when I was communing with them that I was one of them. I was just in a body is how they kind of explained it, and it made me laugh. And I was like, first of all, a little bit of disbelief. I'm not going to, you know, sugarcoat anything. I'm always very transparent. A little bit of disbelief at first, but they had taken me on a journey so far, you know, so I'd been working with them for about 4 or 5 years at that point, that I was ready to receive that information. And it's still challenging at times to explain to people how I transmit and how I scribe, if you will, what's being shared. But it's really, I receive it as an energetic download and then I translate it, but it happens beyond my conscious mind. And so there really aren't words for it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like a collective group consciousness that is having a meeting in the higher realms and then saying, okay, let's go this way. And it's always very spontaneous in the now moment.
Right. Sorry, I was glancing at a lot of people who have been writing in already. So as I'm listening to you, and someone wrote in and said they couldn't hear us very well, but only one person said that. Those of you who wrote in on the webcast, can you let me know? One person said there were some audio interruptions, but I'm not hearing that from anyone else. Omaji, you're not hearing any audio interruptions from me, are you?
No, it sounds very clear.
Okay.
And what we can do is a bit of an energetic process. If there is any interference going on, right, because sometimes the reflection, the outer, will show us where we're not maybe fully in alignment with receiving. You can think of it as we're on a different radio station.
Mm-hmm.
So we can do a bit of an energetic process for those who are willing to receive, to just attune at the level of your higher self to the vibrational proximity to what's actually being offered here, if it's for your highest good. And as you say yes to that, then it begins to happen. And it's very equivalent to turning the dial on a radio station to really attune your energy into a space and place of compatibility with the downloads, the truth, really, that is being shared here. And so with that, I'm being shown a lot of energies that wish to lift up and off that aren't compatible. So it can be anywhere we think we're not worthy, anywhere we've just decided we're not able to access it. We're separate from these higher dimensions or these divine resonances that are really an aspect of who we are. So they're inviting you to be willing, if you're willing, to release and uncreate that. So are you willing to let go of anything that isn't honoring you in this now moment, especially what isn't even yours?
Mm-hmm.
And as you say yes, your higher self begins to do it in collaboration with the Council of Light. It's a very beautiful, empowering process where you're working with your own energy. Your higher self is the one doing the changes. It's not something outside of you.
Beautiful. Thank you for doing that. And then there's a lot of other beautiful beings who have written in and said that we're very clear. So, so I'm glad we addressed that. I'm looking. There's so many people who have written in who are, a couple of people are struggling today. So can we address one in particular, and perhaps it can help all of us? Or anyone who's experiencing something similar. Okay, so Angela, she said, today I'm in tears. I reached a low. Just mad, buried by tears. Can the Council of Light send me some relief? Because I just want to curl up and cry. Let's help Angela and anyone who might be feeling, you know, like they need some relief of some kind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And just take a deep breath, because as you're reading that, it's already being called in. And so each of you at the level of your higher selves is receiving what's appropriate for each of you as you're willing. And so you can just say yes. And there's a component to this where there are times where we do simply need to simply feel what is wishing to be felt. And that doesn't mean we hang out there or we get stuck there. But there's a way to allow energy to move, and we often call emotion energy in motion, wishes to move. There's a way to allow energy to move in an unattached way without making it mean something about you. So can we show you how to do that energetically?
Yes, absolutely.
And are you willing to remember what it feels like, how to, and that it's safe to be the space for energy to flow without it defining you, without it meaning you're not a light being incarnate, without it meaning that there's something wrong?
Yes.
And a lot of times what we do is, as humans, is we will project into the future, well, this must be what this means. Or we're carrying energy in from the past. So they'd like to do a process with us to bring us into the now moment. And if you're crying, if you're feeling sensations, please just open and allow that energy to move. There's so much here to support you in allowing that to be felt to completion, to be expressed to completion. And so we're going to invite you at the level of your higher selves, your Body Davis higher selves, to locate all your reference points and orientation points for you and anchor points for you, and to bring them out of the past into this now moment. And same with the future, to bring all your reference points, anchor points, orientation points out of the future into this now moment. And the other piece that's stepping forward here is this is occurring, is many times when we're upset about something, it's because we've agreed to something that isn't true. We've decided my life is over. We've decided I'm never going to have fill in the blank. We've decided I'm not love. I'm not free. I'm not a light being incarnate in some way. And so are you willing to let go of the attachments to the stories that actually aren't true? And are you willing to let go of all the meaning you've given it at the level of your higher self? So this is inviting your higher self to do that for you. Because from this level, it's challenging to let go of a story. But we can ask our higher self to do it for us. And we can say, I'm willing to release all the meaning I've given this. The willingness is enough. And it's really our power of choice. That's where we're stepping into our power. We're not a victim of circumstances. We're not a victim of what we're feeling or sensing. We're standing in who we are and choosing to release the meaning that has us in a conclusion that isn't true. Because you are pure, perfect love. That is the truth of you. You are infinitely supported and protected and nurtured. And so are you willing to invite in that experience of yourself, that truth of you, instead?
Mm-hmm. Yes, for me.
And so, absolutely. And so we'd like to bring in the energies of that. And for each of you, it may be a bit unique, a bit of your own flavor, so to speak. And the easy way to open the door to this is to wonder. And so we would invite you to welcome, I wonder what it would feel like if I knew I was free. And you can imagine that as a stream of energy that wishes to come in. And I wonder what it would feel like if I knew that I was supported, that I was safe, that I was loved. I wonder what that would feel like if I knew that was a certainty, that I am loved, that I am safe, that I am supported, that I am free. And just take a deep breath, because that is the absolute truth of you. And so then the mind goes to, well, why do we experience something else? Well, the short of that is, with so much compassion, is that you just simply forgot who you were and you were choosing from that place. And so that's what you're experiencing because you're that powerful. Mm-hmm. And when you choose from the small self as someone who doesn't have, you get more of that lack experience. And it was never true, but it is your experience. And so are you willing to let go of all the judgment of self for where you've chosen that in the past?
Mm-hmm.
Can we show you how to move out of judgment as a way of shifting energy into welcoming, into remembering as a way of shifting energy? Because that
absolutely
will actually,
yeah.
Yeah, that will actually elevate.
Yes, please.
Really quickly.
I choose that.
Yeah. So we're just going to show you who you are without the judgment as a mechanism for evolving. You can actually just begin to welcome the remembering of the truth of you as a mechanism for evolving, and it's much more grace and ease.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really our main platform. Yes, is the grace and ease.
I love it. I resonate strongly with everything you're sharing, and it's so empowering to remember that we can choose differently. And Angela, I hope that you felt a shift and some relief with that. And for Sunny, you wrote in feeling something similar. I hope that you did as well. A lot of emotional upheaval with Sunny, as she mentioned. So hopefully you guys are feeling that. And I would love to take some live callers if you're okay with that, Omaji. Does that sound good with you? Okay.
Yes.
So if you're having a, if you have a question or if you're struggling with something or have a challenge or just need some support from Omaji and the Council of Light, raise your hand, star 2. Many of you already have. So, and many hands just went up. So I'm going to go to, first caller is area code 508. 508, you're live.
Hello?
Hi, are you with? Hi, welcome.
Hi there. Thank you for picking me. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. What is your name?
My name is Gina.
Hi, Gina. Are you enjoying the show so far today?
I am. I'm enjoying listening to Omaji. It's really great. Then listening to you both. I appreciate that. And it's great to hear about the beings of light. And I was just curious if there was anything at all that they could see that would be of any help for me at this point in time in my life, just to be able to step more into my truth and my power. Because it seems like I struggle with that quite a bit.
Yeah, and when you think about stepping into your power, what do you notice in your system, in your body? Do you sense
fear?
Anything? Where do you feel
fear.
That? Where do you feel that?
My stomach and in my shoulders and my throat.
So just take a deep breath into the sensations, and everyone on the call can do this along with us, and you may feel it in very different places. So we're first going to bring in remembering, as you're willing, to discern what's actually yours and what actually is not yours. So we're going to bring this download into the higher self and the body, Davis higher self. And so just take a deep breath.
Okay.
And whatever isn't yours, are you willing to return to sender with love and consciousness and appropriate energetic information, including ancestral?
Yes, I am.
All right. And humanity. Anything you're carrying on behalf of humanity. All right, so take a deep breath.
I'm willing to let it go.
Yeah, and so many of us are so empathic, and we can get confused bouncing around, right? It's like, is this mine? Is this someone else's? It feels like mine. I guess it's mine. And then we try to process stuff that isn't ours, and then it just gets stuck, and we wonder why we feel stuck. So bless us for that, right? So the interesting thing is, and we're just going to bring in a teaching here for everyone to help us moving forward, that if we're sensing energy that isn't ours, emotion that isn't ours, It's because we most likely have information for whoever it actually belongs to. So we can return it to them along with all responsibility to the level of their higher self with appropriate energetic information. And then we're not taking responsibility for it. We're not trying to process it for them. And in this kind of arena where we're shifting into the platform of oneness and sovereignty, we're really at this threshold of letting go of the old paradigms of healing where we try to process stuff for others. And so because it doesn't work, it's fuel for their evolution. So just take a deep breath and let's see. And there's a whole teaching around that. We have a whole series around that. So we're shortening it very much there. But
okay.
Just take a deep breath and see what you notice now when you think about stepping into your power, Gina.
I don't feel as much of that queasiness in my stomach. I just feel something going on in the back of my neck and my left arm.
So how does it feel to know that most of that wasn't even yours?
That's great to know.
Yay. The laughter is good.
Yes, right?
That's crazy.
Yes. So can we support you in moving into a new perception of it? So it's like we kind of have a story with stuff, right? And so can we support you in moving into a reinterpretation of your relationship with all of it?
Yes, please. I would love to.
And what we've decided it means, right? We've decided it means it's going to be really hard, or it's going to be a struggle, or I have to do all of this first, or, you know, whatever story we've constructed around it, are you willing to allow that to be reinterpreted?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
Thank you.
And can we bring in the actual, it's like this is where we kind of step into a bit of humility as a being. It's like, well, maybe I've actually forgotten what my power even is. Maybe I'm thinking it's this when it's really that. So what if we could step into this openness of show me what my power actually is, divine self, right?
I like
maybe
that.
I don't know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So let's welcome that remembering of the actual true frequency, vibration, definition of what your power really is. And this is for everyone.
Okay. Yes.
Nan, take a deep breath. And how does it feel? We're going to invite the body, David, to do it as well. How does it feel to connect to the idea of stepping into your power now?
It feels a lot more comfortable, except I'm feeling like something in my heart center. There's like still like some clenching in the heart and left arm for some reason.
Okay. So let's take a deep breath into that sensation. And are you willing to forgive and release any stories from all lifetimes where you perceive that you stepped into your power, received your power, and it didn't go well? Like you hurt somebody or you perceived that something bad happened. And what if that was actually everything you were meant to learn to actually be ready to step into your authentic power now? So can we reframe it? Good. And can we reframe it as a learning?
Yeah.
And can we bring all your reference points again into this now moment, into this lifetime, where we see, okay, we're in this lifetime now, and this lifetime is different.
Yes.
The energies are much more coherent now. The distortions are much, less... It's like I'm being shown it's just covered in distortions before when we were attempting to function in our power, and we had all these distortions running in how we thought we would do that. And so then we got distorted results. But this lifetime, we're actually moving into much greater clarity and coherence with true power, which is love, which is who you are, which is really beyond words if we point to it as a being, a way of being. So can we show you what that is? that purity.
Yes, please. Yes. Thank you.
And are you willing to release any defense mechanisms you have put in place to keep you from stepping into your power because you didn't think it was safe?
Yes. Yes.
Can we reinterpret those into this new interpretation that you're stepping into regarding your power?
Yes.
So just to share with everyone, since for many of you this is the first time you're hearing me work with the Council of Light, what I witness is a lot of reconfigurations, rewiring, your grid systems are updating. It's literally like if we were updating computers and downloading new programs. But it's all your higher self doing the work. So it's like the higher self gets the information from the Council of Light and the Ascended Masters and then does it for you. It's really amazing. But it's more than just belief systems. It's ways of being that are being upgraded so that we're no longer attempting to run systems based in fear is the main kind of focus of what we share. So we're actually running systems based in truth and love and based in who we really are as a being of light. Mm-hmm. So how do you feel now, Gina?
I feel like there's like a lot more energy flowing through my body. I'm still feeling something in the heart and a lot more energy that's pulsating through my left arm, if that makes any sense. But, mm-hmm. I mean, my center of my body feels like it's much more clear and the energy is running. My left side of the body feels more dense and resistant is the best way that I can explain it.
Yeah, and so like we're going to... Yeah, and so we're going to continue to work with that at the level of your higher self and also for the group. I have a sense that this energy will take us into, it's always a beautiful dance how this unfolds. And the one thing they're saying is, for you in particular, is to be willing to look at whether or not you're giving yourself full permission to receive all your gifts and abilities. And to begin inviting your higher self to work with you and the Council of Light to work with you, your angels, your guides, to release any of that fear or resistance. And it's all stuff that we put there, right? Nobody did it to us. So this is where we can choose again around it. Mm-hmm. So we're kind of giving you those downloads so you can work on it in a time-release way.
Thank you.
And thank you.
Yes. Thank you,
Gina,
very much.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
I appreciate
your
vulnerability and being willing to have us go on that journey there with you.
Thank you.
We appreciate it.
Oh, thank you.
All right,
Gina.
You're
very welcome. Thank you for your help.
Thank you, Gina. Many blessings to you. And Imaji, thank you for that. I think we can all, well, we're all doing this together. I think anything that comes up with one of us is benefiting us all. Okay, so our next caller that I'm going to go to is, area code, where was it? Area code 415. 415, you are live.
Hello?
Hi, it's you. Welcome.
Thank you. This is my first time. I'm not familiar with Imaji, but I was compelled to call in. About a month ago, I discovered. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry?
I said I love when that happens, when someone follows that inner
guidance. They knew I needed some help today. I discovered about a month ago that my husband of 50 years had been having a liaison with a woman. He says it was just sex, but we'd been together for 50 years, and... he says it was just sex as though it was nothing. The woman meant nothing to him, but I don't know. I just need some guidance in terms of where do I go from here. If I would like to work this out, if I could. I know that part of his issue was that he had a heart, has difficulty expressing emotion, and he started picking up with this woman when our daughter died suddenly and unexpectedly, and they were very close, and I think, and I said to him, part of him left when she did, and at any rate, where we are right now, he seems to be so aware of the choices he made. He doesn't even understand why he made the choices, but I'm here now trying to decide whether there's a relationship that could be bigger and better than what we had before, or if I should just walk away from it.
Mm-hmm. And so the first thing is there's great compassion and love here for you, because it's definitely recognized and acknowledged that this is a challenging situation, and they are commending your courage and your willingness to step forward to voice this. So receive that, first of all, that acknowledgement, that love, that compassion, because it's here for you. And there's different aspects to this, but when I ask what the most would be the most supportive and have the kind of the biggest bang for your buck in this now moment for you, what they're showing me is the first step is for you to be willing, if you're willing, to release all the responsibility that you're holding for him and for his choices, for his experience, for his whatever. Because as a being of light, when we only hold responsibility for ourselves, that's when we can have the clarity that we're seeking. And everything actually is much more synchronistic and smooth for everyone involved. So are you willing to return to him any responsibility that you're holding for him at the level of your higher self, to his higher self?
Yes. Yes.
And we're going to do the same for the bodies, because sometimes the bodies will take responsibility for each other as well.
Okay.
So we're just inviting, we're just directing, kind of guiding that process in the higher realms. We're also going to invite the return of any soul fragments or empathic sensations that you're holding that are actually his. And take some deep breaths. And we're just witnessing that now. And I'm being shown some past life energy where it's like this love triangle kind of thing has happened in other lifetimes where people have played different roles. So are you willing to return all the responsibility back to the level of the higher selves for everyone involved?
Yes.
And take a deep breath. You're only holding responsibility on yourself for yourself. Can we show you how to do that? And we're inviting everyone on the call to do this, to really invite your higher self to return all responsibility you're holding that isn't yours, as well as the body.
Yes.
This helps us get really clear. Really
attuned.
That's what I need. Yeah, they're showing me that would be very helpful for you. And then the other piece to this is, now that you're more in your own energy, when you think about the situation, what do you feel and where do you feel it in your system?
I feel it in my solar plexus, and
mm-hmm.
I feel an emptiness.
Yeah, and just feel that. Take some deep breaths, sweetheart, as we bring in some energies to support you in fully allowing that to express. And this has been with you for some time. It's not just about this one instance. It's, again, a lot of past life collective stuff. So are you willing to feel it fully?
Yes.
And are you willing to release any meaning you've given it that isn't true?
Yes.
And so we're just supporting now untangling where you've meant this means something about you. So it's like, well, then I must be not good enough, or I must be blah, blah, blah. Are you willing to release all those stories?
Yes.
And any regrets, any grievances, are you willing to release and forgive all of that?
Yes.
And take a deep breath. You're doing great, by the way. So we're running this through all lifetimes because, again, this is the reason it feels so intense to us, for many of us in this lifetime when we have something occur. It's because this isn't our first rodeo. We've done this numerous times, and this is accumulated emotional content and energy that just wants to move. And so many times it will be an experience where we just feel like it drops us to our knees.
Yes.
And that's what we're sensing you've been experiencing. It's almost felt more than you can handle,
yes.
even though it's not, because you're an infinite being, right? So can we bring in that remembering of you in the midst of this kind of experience of yourself?
Oh, yes, please.
And are you willing to allow him to hold all responsibility for his choices?
Yes.
And take a deep breath. And are you willing to hold all responsibility for your choices in this now moment moving forward?
Yes.
And can we show you and remind you what it feels like, Hatsu, and that it's safe to love yourself unconditionally?
Yes.
To hold your loyalty on your light, on yourself, on your alignment. Your commitment and loyalty on your alignment.
Yes.
And we're going to show you what we mean by that. And this is really for everybody. Because what we tend to do is we give it away. And this is how kind of codependency gets rooted in and starts to function. Is we give away our loyalty and our commitment. We no longer are holding it on ourselves. And then we get lost in the relationship and we think that it's more important that their needs are met than our own, and then the whole thing kind of gets totally distorted where we're not able to find our own guidance anymore, and we don't even know what honors us anymore. So can we show you how to move back into that alignment of holding that loyalty, commitment, and honoring on yourself so that it can reflect in your relationship, in all your relationships?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And would you be willing to invite your higher self to amp that up for you, to increase the amount of light you're illuminating in those areas of loyalty, commitment? It's almost like imagining you're this beam of light emanating from source, and you're turning it up even higher. You're amping it up even higher.
Definitely.
And so what we can say to you is you will become clear. And it's really about you determining to, if you choose, to make the most honoring choices for you moving forward. And how do you know what those are? You feel into them. A part of you knows. And it may be in this moment it's this choice and tomorrow it's this choice. But following the light.
Yes.
And when you're clear in your own energy, you can follow the light and that navigation system much easier. And it takes practice, it takes cultivation, but we have a sense that you know how to do that.
Yes. Okay.
How do you feel now? Is it Marcia? Is that right?
Deborah.
Oh, Deborah.
Deborah.
Yes, yeah.
How do you feel now?
I feel much better. I don't feel so lost, so uncommitted, I would say. I know what I want. I know what I want for me. And so I'm going to pursue that.
Excellent. And you feel much more empowered right now. So celebrate that.
Yes.
Yeah. You feel lighter, more liberated, and
and clear. And I hope that you feel that clarity, Deborah. And
yes.
And I'm so grateful that you called. And I'm so grateful I saw you light up. And yes, you are so supported, Deborah. I hope you feel that.
I do. And the other thing is I had just called in because I was running behind and I noticed I was late. And first I got on the, I got on the internet. And then my angel said, use the phone. And I called in. And I hit star 2, and then I said, please help me. And you picked me. I'm so grateful. I have chills
all over, Deborah, and I've had chills the whole time Omaji was working with you. And I trust that everything's going to be just fine with you, okay? And come back here anytime, okay?
I will. And I listened to your show. This is actually the first time that I was introduced to Omaji. I didn't know what it was. I just followed the guidance that brought me here, and I'm grateful that I did. Thank you so much for your divine love and help, and I appreciate it.
Well, we send you so much love. I have, like, chills all over. so much love here for you, Deborah, and many, many blessings to you, okay?
Thank you. Thank you so much.
All right. Okay, and Omaji, thank you for that. That was beautiful. And I feel we could all relate in one way or another with Deborah and how she was feeling. And so that was really beautiful.
It's interesting. There's a bit of a teaching that wants to step forward around that. Whenever we have an experience of a lack, in this case, it's like a betrayal, which is the energy of lack, of not having, you know, loyalty. It's an indicator of where we've betrayed ourselves in a way. And that's not a judgment, it's an awareness. When we move the reference points for your loyalty and commitment back to your light, that's you being loyal to yourself. And when you're loyal to yourself, it will reflect in your relationship.
Yes. Oh my gosh,
and
that's
so,
so true.
That's the teaching that is so, it's like, it's lighting up. It just wants to be seen right now. That's where our power lies, is in that awareness. And it's not about judging ourselves for making a choice in the past that wasn't honoring. It's about recognizing we can make a new choice now to reconfigure how we're holding ourselves.
It's so huge, too, Omaji, for all of us. And I've learned this. We have so many layers of this learning, right, where there are so many layers to it, but it's so true how when we commit to our own light, and I love that you use the word loyalty, when we commit to that loyalty to ourselves, that loyalty is reflected back from our partners or from our relationships, whatever form they are, our children, you know what I mean? It's really a beautiful thing. So thank you for highlighting that, because that's a big one for all of us. Okay, I'm going to take one more, if that's all right with you, my dear. Is that all right? Okay,
yeah,
we have so many hands up. And okay, I'm going to go to area code 208. 208, you are live with us.
Hello?
Hi, welcome.
Oh, wow.
It's you.
Yeah. I was going to call me off guard.
It's your turn, my dear. What is your name?
Okay. My name is Penny.
Penny. Okay, yes. Penny, what's happening with you right now?
I just feel like I'm in a standstill. I mean, like I'm stagnant. I mean, trying to do everything I can for my finances, and it's just like I'm banging my head against the wall.
Oh, okay. Well, I have a feeling other people can relate to that.
Yeah.
Omaji, what are you feeling on this, or how can you help?
Yeah, so, well, the first thing that they're showing me is for each of us to be willing to remember what it feels like to really deeply value ourselves. And our
life. Long time. Yeah, been a long time.
So are you willing to remember what that feels like? And It's really a vibration first, not really conscious. It's being invited in as a vibration. And we're going to help some others on the call just with a wondering, and you can do this as well. I wonder what it would feel like if I deeply loved and valued myself and my light. And just take a deep breath. And anywhere you're not allowing that for yourself, are you willing to release and uncreate that?
Yes.
Are you willing to release all the meaning you've given the stories of unworthiness or not of value, where you've decided you don't have value?
Yes.
And everywhere you've decided, this is kind of funny, everywhere you've decided that you're actually the one from this level, from this dimension, qualified to determine your value, are you willing to release and uncreate that? Because what if the divine determines your value in your in the moment you were created, right? So are you willing to release the responsibility of determining your value and hand it over to your divine self?
Yep.
All right. There we go. No longer my job to figure out, because it just is. It's a certainty. It's an absolute. And there's nothing we can actually do about it except have a different experience of ourselves, which is very temporary. So are you willing to release all the stories around it and anywhere you're really attached to or resisting any part of it, the struggle around it? Okay. And just take a deep breath. Everywhere you've given money the responsibility to show you your value or to show you support or to be that vehicle or that, that source of support and safety and security and freedom, are you willing to retrieve all the responsibility off of money for that and relocate that responsibility at the level of your higher self in your light, in your infinite source that you have access to?
Yes.
And just take some deep breaths. And what if none of it means what we thought it did? Are you willing to just move into a place of newness, meet it at a whole new place?
Yes.
And everywhere we've made the struggle about us proving our value, are you willing to move out of that separation-based mechanism into the truth of your being, that your value already is?
Yes.
Anywhere you're running any of that, any of those ways of being or belief systems that were never yours, will you return to center with love and consciousness along with appropriate energetic information?
Yes.
We're going to invite your body, David, to do the same, where it's holding anything. It isn't its own, around any of that, around unworthiness or worth or value. And can we remind you what it feels like to be incarnate as the one who knows its worth fully?
Yep.
To be in the knowing of your worth. And just take some deep breaths. This is really the alignment with I am that I am. Where in that alignment, that truth, we already have. It's the vibration of I already have. And when we're in the vibration of I already have, we get to have. It gets to reflect. So are you willing to let it be that easy?
Yes.
Because you're an infinite being. And it should be at your fingertips. It should be as easy as pushing a button. Ordering off a menu. Yes, please. I'll have. So I wonder what that would feel like, right?
Yeah, me too.
I wonder what it would feel like if it was actually easy. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Let's let that in. What if it could actually be an easy experience instead of a struggle? Wow. So all the lessons you were intended to learn through struggle, through sacrifice, through unworthiness, can we show you all those lessons you were learning for yourself? Can we bring those forward for everybody? And are you willing to activate the mastery of those lessons now?
Yes.
To the degree of, you know, it's appropriate for your current level of consciousness. Because sometimes this is stages, and these recordings are amazing because you can re-listen to them, and they will meet you where you are. So when you re-listen in a year or a month or whatever, it can take you even up another notch. It's pretty incredible. So how do you feel now, Penny, when you think about all of it?
Oh, like a breath of fresh air.
Oh, yay. Love hearing that.
We'd like
to lighter. Yes. I feel lighter. I feel like I'm going through a tunnel of some kind. It's like, it's really
you
strange.
Are. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're
like
beaming
it.
Up.
I like it. Yeah.
She's
I feel like
I like it.
It
up. Let it be easy.
Mm. Yeah.
Penny, that's awesome. I'm so happy
Thank
for
you.
You.
So
Thank You're
you.
Welcome. Let it be easy, Penny, okay? Let it be easy, my dear.
Yep.
All right.
No
well, happy holidays to you, Penny. I hope that they are abundant and prosperous for you in every way.
Thank
okay.
you.
You're so welcome. Okay, Amaji, you know, I love one thing you were highlighting with her was, you know, no need to prove who you are. Oh, your value to receive money or whatever it is. And just opening up. I love that she could feel that. And I love that you said, just let it be easy. That's beautiful. A lot of people have written in, Amaji, who, are really appreciating what you're sharing here. Sherry said, beautiful call, lots of healing, love for all of us. So thank you and much love. Tia from Canada said, hi, Carrie and Amaji. I started crying when Deborah shared her story and Amaji was helping. I felt all the emotions like it happened to me. And then Gloria said, sending Deborah so much love. I had chills all over. Me too, Gloria. Deborah, do you see how much healing and all of this that you brought for all of us by sharing your story with us? That was beautiful. Another lady said, Amaji, you rock. Thank you for helping that beautiful woman. It helped us all. Many blessings. And, yeah, so many people wrote in, so I just wanted to share some of that with you, Amaji. So, beautiful. You know, let's go ahead and I'll take a couple more from the webcast in a minute, but let's go ahead and let people know if they're resonating with you and the Council of Light and they want to take this further with you. You have some beautiful offerings that you've created for us that anyone who's new, our speakers offer these special packages for you that if you're resonating, you can take this further. So go to straighttalkforthesoul.com. In our marketplace, you will see Omaji's beautiful face. This is a beautiful image of you. She's wearing my favorite color, blue. Click on that, and you will see these beautiful offers. So the first one, Omaji, is the Council of Light. Do you want to describe what is in there? Okay.
Yeah, and it's really probably more accurately described as the Council of Light Transmissions. And it's a series of transmissions, including a one-month membership in Expanding New Ways of Being. So our monthly group called Expanding New Ways of Being meets twice a month, and we do an interactive call, and then we also do what I call an infusion transmission. And they're each about 60 minutes. And imagine how much is packed in, right? It's like we did so much in these, you know, 30 minutes that we had to work with folks. So there's a lot packed in, and you get to own the recordings. So they're always very transformative, as well as a community that you get to feel a part of and a Facebook group that you can join and all that. So it's an incredible experience. So it includes that free month or that month of Expanding New Ways of Being, and that would be for the month of January, since we're already into December. or the month following your month of purchase. That way you get the full month.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're also including the Remembering What You Are activation, which is a very powerful hour and 47 minutes of steeping you in these vibrations of truth. And when we share, it's less of a back and forth dialogue and more of me just literally speaking as the Council of Light, as the we. And we go deep. We go deep. Mm-hmm. Is the best words I have. So in that Remember What You Are activation, it's really about you honing in on your unique vibration as a being of light and really shifting out of a linear-based experience with it into more of a being, a multidimensional knowing experience with it. That's very difficult to describe in words. But that one packs a punch. So that's one of them. And then we have a series of three included, upgrading your system to function in 5D. And this is really all about moving into the New Earth templates and the oneness-based templates, the love-based systems, out of the fear-based, lack-based, struggle-based systems. So it's all about welcoming the grace and ease. It's all about welcoming your experience of yourself in heaven on earth, right? Who would we be if heaven were here, right? We would be this free, amazing, infinite choice, love-based being. And that's really what this series, and I can feel some things coming up for people around that. So my throat is kind of closing. It's like, so let's increase our receptivity to that because we're really meant to live as that in this incarnation. This incarnation is really about us bridging heaven to earth and manifesting it here in this realm, not waiting until we leave the body or waiting for some future experience. It's here. Like, we've prepared for this. We've actually created the appropriate series of events and vibrational environment to be ready for this stage that we're in, this phase of manifesting heaven on earth. And how do we do that? Well, we shift our system over into the oneness-based version so that that's what reflects in our world. That's what manifests.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really about shifting over in various ways, various components of how we're functioning as a being of light and remembering how to function from these higher octaves of light. And so those are three
beautiful
sessions. Again, very powerful. And they range from 65 minutes to about 85 minutes. And again, you can read there on the description all the things that are included, but there's so much more than that included in these three sessions. It was really all inclusive. It's really about welcoming your most honoring experience of your life.
Beautiful.
And then the last thing is if you do Package B, I guess. So we could talk about that.
Yeah, there's also what looks like a 5-day bonus offer in A that includes activate your empowered authentic self, transmission of light from Amaji and the Council of Light. That's a video and audio download, or multiple downloads, approximately 82 minutes each. That is, you'll get that in addition to everything else in offer A if you get this in the next 5 days. So that is a lot in offer A. And then offer B is all of that, plus a private session with Omaji and the Council of Light. So if someone is considering this, Omaji, what can they anticipate in a phone session with you? Or it could be through Zoom or phone or whatever is easiest, I would imagine.
Yeah, we do both Zoom and over the phone, whatever is preferred. And, you know, a 60-minute session, we cover a lot of ground. And, you know, it's really about your higher self collaborating with the Council of Light to call forth the most honoring shifts for you at that time. And it's very focused and very power, like potent is probably the best way to say it. Because it's just you and the Council of Light, just focused on, okay, what is it that I'm calling forth for me in this now moment? What am I welcoming? What am I ready to retire? And it's very similar to us working one-on-one here, again, except we go a bit more in depth. We keep kind of following the energy until it comes to that full kind of point of completion. And depending on what wishes to happen, sometimes we work on more than one issue in a session. So, in fact, many times we work on multiple. It just really depends on where you're at in your journey and what mm-hmm. is going to serve you in the highest and best way. But there are testimonials that people can read about what people have experienced and what people enjoy about this work. And really, ultimately, what it comes down to is you're going to feel whether it's for you or not. You're going to feel the pull. You're going to feel the resonance with it, which simply means there's a gateway here for you if you wish to step through it. And that's with both the recordings and with the private session. So what we encourage you to do is really feel into your knowing and then follow that, because it's calling you into more. It's calling you into greater. It's calling you into an expansion and increase, which will reflect in your life as that.
Mm-hmm. Right. And a lot of people are resonating. I love that they're feeling, I feel like they're feeling the authentic expression of what you're offering and sharing, Omaji, just the vibrational attunement that occurs and just the love that flows through you is beautiful. And, so I appreciate you creating these beautiful offers. And there's one person on the phone, and their name is like flashing at me. So do you mind if we take one more live caller?
No, absolutely. I was actually getting that as well. So excellent.
Okay. Awesome. Okay, and I imagine this will help everyone listening. Okay, so for all of you who still have your hands up, I'm coming back out there to one of you. And it is area code 760. 760, you're live with us.
My name was flashing?
No,
is that
me? No, just to me energetically. Yes, you.
Gosh. Well, you know what? Bless you for taking it. I'm very honored. Thank you so much. I just finally got my computer to work, so I'm coming in late, but thank you so much.
You're welcome.
So
what is your name? What is your name,
my name,
sweetie?
Is Diane.
Diane, okay.
I don't know if I should ask a question, or do you want to just read what you can tell me that you might know? I'm not sure how that works.
Why don't you tell us what's going on with you right now that you might need some support with?
Okay, I'm kind of, you know, I came into my mission last year about trying to help people wake up to their higher self, and I'm gifting it. You know, this is my own gift for nothing. I'm just gifting it, and I'm finding that people are not a whole lot of people, but there are people that are taking my light wrong. It's almost like it's too bright or something just by being me, and they're trying to put me under the bus. They're trying to project their anger onto me and stuff that's not even my stuff. And I wonder if you can give me any insight on how to really stay focused on just keep working through that, because I don't really do good with people that are angry or projecting stuff that well onto me for something that they're misunderstanding, and I'm trying to help them, and I did work through one person. I'm just saying, how do you deal with that when you're treated unfairly, not only in that, but other things that are just coming into my life that are making it really harder for me to stay positive and
Right. So beautiful, Diane, and this is an interesting component of sharing that can happen between teacher and student, or healer and healee. And it's a dynamic that can show up when a part of us is taking responsibility for the person we're trying to help. And so just take a deep breath around that awareness. And we say this with so much compassion because it's if this is a major learning that many healers are in the midst of right now, because it's a paradigm shift into sovereignty, into oneness, into allowing their higher self to be fully responsible for them. We're not attached or responsible to their experience. We're not attached or responsible to whether they get it or don't get it, to whether they hear us or don't hear us, to whether they see us or don't see us. We just be our light. And when we're unattached to the outcome, when we're unattached to it needing to do any specific thing for them or for anyone else, that's when the magic occurs. And that's when it can actually be received without fear, anger, resistance. So when we, many times when we experience someone being angry with us, it can be, not always, but it can be a reflection of where they're trying to get their power back. They somehow feel disempowered. And it's not conscious. It's happening on an unconscious level. But energetically, if our system, our energy, is taking responsibility for them, we're disempowering them. And the old paradigm of healing tends to function that way, where it's like, oh, but I just really want them to get this. I really want them to wake up. I really want them to understand who they are. And I so get this, Diane, because I used to be there. I was so excited and attached to them getting it. And what I finally learned after a lot of these kind of experiences is that, oh, that's not helpful. That's actually disempowering them. And can you feel how we are in the midst of this learning? Because it's a learning and it's an awareness that wanting for another actually isn't helpful. Mm-hmm. It's almost a version of us trying to choose for them. And it disempowers them. So can we show you the download for this? Like what we really are pointing to with this, which again circles back to these basic teachings of sovereignty. And it's confusing for the intellectual mind, because the intellectual mind is going to say, well, isn't my desire for them to wake up what fuels all of this? You know, isn't that like my passion? Mm-hmm. And what we would say is, if you really look at what you're excited about, would it be getting to be that energy, getting to be the teacher, getting to be the healer, getting to be the energy of sharing? The vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
And if they benefit from it, great.
Well, you're right about that. I'll tell you why. Because I went through hell with two people just recently. It was like they were resisting so much, you know, and one wasn't even about me. It was about what they saw in me that they didn't like, which I knew was her stuff. But, you know, she didn't want to own it. She was trying to dump it on me, being me, and saying I was bothering, it was making her angry that I was being me. You know, well, I'm sorry, mm-hmm. but that's not my problem. But, you know what I'm saying? It's like, I think what it is, I'm seeing now a little bit clearer that I think I'm a safe place for people to let go of some of the stuff that they haven't let go of. And I think I'm a safe place for them to do that. And I think it's just, it's becoming so much more aware that, you know, I just, if I can't do it and I can't reach them, I just say, you know, maybe we can talk another time or something, because sometimes they're so angry they want to stay in their story and I can't do anything for them. So I just have to let it go for then. But then I always get a call back, or it comes to back to love, because the conversation either comes back to love or they call back and say, you know what, it was so great that you, you know, got me so upset like that, and I got all this anger out, you know, and now I realize I'm letting go of it. Well, it's like, great, you know, but the whole time we're in that mess, I feel like I'm getting bombarded and I don't know how to deal with it. So yeah. I think it's just that I'm people of natures that really need help, and I guess I just have to allow that to come through and let it go if it doesn't.
So we'd like permission, if you're willing, to really mm-hmm. give you access to support you in accessing what you're actually calling yourself into beyond this experience.
I'm sorry, my computer rang. What was that? I'm sorry.
Yeah, and just take a deep breath, because there's some...
Okay.
It's interesting. You know, consciousness works the way consciousness works. We perceive from what our assumptions are, right? Mm-hmm. And that's what we hear, and that's what we see, and that's just how consciousness works. So to get outside of the box that we're currently in, which a part of you really wants that, is to simply invite it without needing to know what it is ahead of time. Mm-hmm. So can we support you in calling in beyond this current experience of you as a healer, of you as a light being, what you're actually inviting yourself to expand into, which is much more grace and ease. We'll point to it that way.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, you don't have to be the punching bag. You don't have to be in the midst of that much anger to help someone go through their anger. In fact, I can witness people now move through anger in about 2 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
It's not 5 minutes of them yelling at me and blaming me for something. And so what I'm saying is that's what you're being called into. You're being called into, yes, being that safe space for someone to transform and heal, but in an honoring way for everybody involved. Are you willing to welcome that?
Oh, totally. Totally am.
Yeah. So what if it doesn't fit into what you expect? Are you willing to allow that?
I do. I do allow that.
Okay, good. Good. So we're just going to invite you to work at the level of your higher self to begin bringing in for yourself these new ways of being, to activate them for you in holding the appropriate energetic stance where we're completely unattached to the outcome of another. We're
mm-hmm.
completely unattached to the evolution or the healing of another. We're simply being present and allowing the higher selves, source, to be the doer and to
mm-hmm.
be attached to the outcome. That's not our job. So can we show you how to release that responsibility to its right and appropriate place?
Yeah.
Off your shoulders.
Yeah.
And what you'll find is, because you may find a lot of healers out there, you may find that you start to feel your client's stuff. You get headaches, you feel tired, all kinds of stuff can happen. You get a stomach ache out of the blue. Because you've taken responsibility for them at some level. So all you do to remedy that, when you recognize it, is invite your higher self and your body, Deva's higher self, to return all responsibility back to them at their level, the level of their higher self, with appropriate energetic information. And I always just say out loud, I'm only attached and responsible for myself and my journey. That way, we let them have their free will. They don't feel forced. They don't feel wrong for not being where we're expecting them to be yet. And the resistance falls away.
Okay. So if I was on a phone call with someone who didn't think I understood when I did understand because she was stuck in a victim role and I'm trying to help her and I kept saying, well, I'm trying to give you the bigger picture and help you, and she kept putting it down like I don't, you know, that's not what I'm saying, and she couldn't get mm-hmm. past it. Do I just let it go for then and then say, you know, another time we'll talk about it? Because I felt like I was not getting through, but at the end, an hour later, she called me and said I needed to go through that to let go. So it was like all perfect, but it didn't feel perfect at
mm-hmm.
the time. I felt like maybe it wasn't the good time to talk to her. Do I just stay with that and trust that God's working
mm-hmm.
in me and in me?
Mm-hmm. So there's a couple things here that are very important to point out. Number one is the teacher and student will come together as a vibrational match for the lessons that they're both currently in the midst of. So you're going to, if they're triggering stuff for you and you're triggering stuff for them, it's because, okay, there's a lesson here for me as a healer too. It's not just them. So then we take a step back and we look at it. And for me, it feels like this particular point that we just made of making sure you're not taking responsibility and you're not attached for the outcome of them getting it, In other words,
okay,
you're not responsible for them getting the new point of view.
That's probably what
their
wrong
higher
is.
Self is.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think
you heard it.
Fine.
Yes.
Yeah, because I have empathy for their struggle and I care so deeply
yes.
for people.
Yes.
And I want to be happy and loved and just have a life. So I think
I
I'm
know.
Just overly sensitive to trying to clarify, please, you know, get this, because it's only going to make your life better mm-hmm. if you just, you know, take it in. And then if they can't take it in, it hurts my heart.
They're
so
just
I have
not
to,
ready.
No, and I have
and
to,
they're
that's
just
why
not
I told,
ready.
Told you you're not here right now. I can't get through to you as much as I'd like to. So I go, let's try and talk another time when you're more open to receiving it, and I'll just pray for her. And I told her that, you know, I told her I'll be here for you. Just try another time. But then she called me back and said it did work, you know. So I guess I just have to just know that I do know that's not my stuff. That's why I'm trying to help them. But sometimes I don't know if my helping is tougher than they need to hear it, or if it's just perfect the way it needs to be, because I'm not taking it on. I know it's not my stuff. I know that for sure, because I know I'm in pure intention of loving and helping.
No.
That's all I'm in.
Yeah. It's
so,
more about the part of you was taking responsibility
yeah.
to make sure they heard you.
Sure. Yeah, I'm making sure that I'm on the right page with them. I just want to make sure I'm not stepping on their toes too much, you know, because I don't want them to turn off to what I need to say. But I have to trust that everything that mm-hmm. is coming to me is intentionally from love. It's just maybe, you know,
yeah.
they might not get it that
it
day.
Is.
I had a friend call me back 4 years later and say, wow, she goes, I got that, you know, all that time I was, you know, just, I thought I was going to die that night. She was into such the rage that
yeah.
I thought I was going to get killed. And she came back later and said, you know, I just want you to know it was never your stuff, and thank you for being a safe place for me to get all that stuff out. So, you know, sometimes it has to come around at another time. Sometimes it might never. But I just have to trust that I'm doing the best I can do. And if I can continue to grow and do the right thing for people, I'm going to have to do it, no matter how it looks on that end, you know. If they don't get it, they don't get it. And if they don't want to be friends, they don't have to be friends. I just have to let them go, right?
Well, Diane, thank you for your courage. And I do encourage you to go back and re-listen to this in a day.
I will.
Because you're going to hear it differently, okay? And this is for everybody.
Thank you so much.
Diane, thank you for that. I really, really appreciate what you brought forth. Okay, and many blessings to you, Diane. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yes, thank you. And Carrie, if I could just have one more moment to point one more thing out
mm-hmm.
around that for people to really support an easy tool that any of us can use when we're in this kind of situation in any relationship where we don't feel like they're hearing us, that we really want them to get it,
mm-hmm.
is to stop and take a pause and recognize, okay, there's a faulty lens here. We're on a different frequency, right? They're hearing distortion. They're not hearing what I'm saying. And I do this all the time in sessions. I'll take a pause and I'll connect at the level of my higher self and invite my higher self to send them the information mm-hmm. in the higher realms, and then to translate it for them in a way they can receive it. Easy, right?
Yeah,
you can
absolutely.
Do it in the middle of a conversation and then just pause and just wait and just be patient and be unattached to whether they get it today, tomorrow, or next week, because their higher self is in charge of their journey and is going to get them where they need to go. That's not your job.
Right. Well, and what I heard from you is the importance of us not requiring validation. You know, I think one of the main reasons that her name was lighting up is as a healer, there are so many healers who listen to this show who can relate to what she was sharing. And, you know, and also one of the big points she brought up was, you know, we get so excited about making sure other people understand and hear what we're doing. And, you know, it's, there are so many layers to that lesson, you know, as mm-hmm. as a way shower in any form, whatever it is, as a healer. And Yeah, I've had to learn that in many ways. Where, and then relationships, whether they are with our loved ones or in a work kind of environment, become so easy because they just change. You know what I mean? They just change because we're not requiring that they hear us in a specific way, mm-hmm. and or we don't yeah. require validation of any of that. So I think that was really helpful for a yeah. lot of people. And there were layers to that. So I would encourage anyone who was kind of resonating with that topic to listen to that again.
Well, it's one yeah. of the things that seems to be coming through full volume right now. It's like more of a focus that not just with healers, that's definitely a component, but with relationships mm-hmm. is us rewiring yes. into this sovereignty where we allow all beings to have their free will and to hold empowered responsibility for themselves. Because if we're taking responsibility for them, we mm-hmm. confuse and dilute their connection to their higher self. And that's not helpful. It's disempowering.
Well, then there's resistance from them yes. as well. You know, and I think
yeah.
that's a good point because it's not just healers with the individuals they're working with. In our interpersonal relationships, whether it's with our partner or children or parents or whatever it happens to be, you know, when we feel like we have so much information, it's like, you got to hear this. You got to get this. And maybe they're not ready, you know,
yeah.
or maybe so that's a really good point. And,
yeah.
When we don't push any of these understandings, even when we get excited, like, oh, this is the key to your liberation. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yes. We
and
have
like,
the
what?
Keys
are you speaking
right here. Right. And when you let go of that, oh, my gosh, then they kind of naturally gravitate to those things when they're ready. And anyways, that's mm-hmm. it's interesting. This has all come up. I think that's really important. And especially during the holidays, Omaji, you know, we're around so many people and oftentimes we feel like we have a lot of awareness and information that can be supportive to individuals. And, you know,
and the best teaching mm-hmm. we can actually be
this example
is just being, yes,
mm-hmm.
it's just
example.
Being and living the teachings that we're mm-hmm. inviting, because they're going to pick up on an unconscious vibrational level the energies you're running, the ways of being that you've mm-hmm. Attuned to, and their unconscious system is going to go, oh, let's try that. And that's how they become in vibrational proximity to the teachings that will support them on an intellectual level.
Yeah,
but,
absolutely.
Yeah, it's a beautiful design, actually. You're transmitting all the time your ways of being.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's a beautiful way to just wrap up the show for today, is really reminding all of us that it is our example, that embodiment of anything that we discuss here on this show or learn, you know, on a soul level. You know, it's that the embodiment of that understanding and our example that makes the biggest impact on others, you know, not telling them what we know, but just being it, you know,
mm-hmm.
and so you have been so wonderful. I am so, so grateful that you were with us today, and there's been so much loving energy that has flowed through you and the Council of Light, so a big thank you to the Council of Light through you for all the energy that has come through, just the vibrational attunements that took
yes.
place today. And it was
yes.
beautiful.
It's our honor. And that everyone is cocooned now in their own unique cocoons of light to support this to continue as you're willing.
Yes, absolutely. And yeah, and I hope those there's a lot. I'm kind of glancing in the webcast now. So many people have written in now and just really appreciate you and everything that you brought through. So passing that along. And so, Omaji, any final message for this beautiful, beautiful community before we say goodbye?
Yes. So the Council of Light is just bowing and honoring each of you. And the message is, may you remember your light and the freedom of you as a being of light incarnate.
Mm.
And so it is.
And so it is. Thank you, Omaji. Thank you to everybody who has joined us for the gift of your time, your love, your presence, your openness. We appreciate you so much and hope that you've received the insights, the energy, the new awarenesses that are most beneficial for you at this time. And we thank you for going on this adventure with us today. I am sending waves and waves of love and light and appreciation from my heart to yours. May you feel it, receive it, offer it to those you encounter today or tonight, wherever you happen to be in the world. And as always, until next time, please give yourself full permission to shine instead of shrink, express instead of suppress, and own that amazing, powerful glow of yours. I'll be back here with you in this playground of light again tomorrow. Bye-bye, everybody.